forget. I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
And good afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, October 2nd, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Got a great show coming up for you today. I got first hour and a half. I've got Jim Kerwin, journalist. Got to go into a couple of articles he's written. He's got them posted on rinse.com and other places. Got his own website, which I'll let him go into a little bit with you. But we're going to go into the article he wrote on 9:30 called In the Twilight Zone and also 5 days in October. Now, the second half of the last hour, I got Ted Pike coming on to give us a hate crime update. As we know, it was passed in the Senate last week, and Ted's going to give us an update as to what exactly is going on. So I got him coming on the last half of the last hour. Now, don't forget, tomorrow we've got John Hankey with the Clinton debate, and I've got some surprises in store for Mr. Hankey. It should be a really, really good, really interesting show, so call all your friends, neighbors, and relatives and tell them to tune in, because it's going to be a great one. Now, I want to remind everybody, make sure you call Robbie Noel, 800-691-7898. Tell him I told you to give him a call. And if you haven't already bought some, you need to buy some gold. Gold is down today, but I'm sure it's going to rebound really, really quickly. And if you haven't already, tune in to the show Cash Flow with John Statmiller. As a matter of fact, I was just listening to his show, and he was listing off all of these mortgage companies that I guess had been filing Chapter 11s. I didn't catch all of the show, but he was reading off all these companies, and I'm assuming that that's what he said. And ironically enough, what's funny is I just got back from my mailbox. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, I don't bank. I used to bank at Chase Bank, but I don't bank there anymore. And I opened up my mailbox today, and ironically enough, I get a letter in there from Chase Bank made with a check made payable to our neighbor, which means it's going out to everybody, folks. A check for $100. They're offering people $100 just to go down and open a checking account. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm thinking, okay, let's do the math here. If they're offering $100, which is nothing more than a computer entry anyway, then that means they must be losing depositors in droves. And so that just, validates the equation about cash flow and about what John and James are trying to do for the public out there. And it also validates Robbie Noel and what he's trying to do for you as far as putting you in gold. I've got a gentleman coming up on my show Thursday. John Onesti is going to tell you how to protect your assets. We'll have that coming up. So there's a lot of economic news going on. And it's interesting if you just, Yogi Berra says, it's amazing what you it's amazing what you see if you look. And I don't know about you folks, but as I look around and I go out through my daily life on a daily basis, especially since I woke up and then got on to start broadcasting, it seems like I see the New World Order creeping up on us every time I turn around. And ironically enough, this letter I got in the mail today from a bank of which I had all kinds of problems with, by the way, and I had to straighten them out because they were alleging I owed them overdraft charges and so forth and so on. Now they turn around and send a check for $100 just for me to go down and open an account. Isn't that interesting? Well, I'll tell you what. We'll be back in three with my guest, Jim Kerwin. Stick with us. We got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about the Twilight Zone. And as a lot of you know, I wake up in it every day. And so do a lot of you. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, as a lot of you know, I have mentioned many times on my show that I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. And, you know, I really don't know how I got here. I don't know exactly, or I didn't know exactly when I got here. And I was perusing around on the web, looking for my daily news, as I do every day, as you know, to get ready for my show. And I ran across this article on Rents.com written by Jim Kerwin. And the title of the article is In the Twilight Zone. And it was then, after reading this article, that I realized exactly when and how I got here. And I'll read just a little clip of it for you. We officially entered the Twilight Zone when the Supreme Court intervened in the election of George W. Bush on 12-12-2000. Well, boom, a light bulb went off, and I said, okay, that's it. And with every passing day, we are dragged deeper into the tangled nightmares created by our outlaw government. Now, 6 years in, we are being strangled in the myriad tentacles of the unimaginably dangerous American empire, and yet we seem to prefer the oblivion of denial to the pain of or recognition of resistance. He hit it right dead on. Jim Kerwin, are you with me?
I'm right here, Michael.
How are you, sir, today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I ran across this article, I read it, and you made me realize exactly what day, Jim, that I woke up in the Twilight Zone.
Glad to be of assistance.
And you know, it's gotten progressively worse. And I tell you, in all honesty, Jim, it was only a couple of years ago that I actually woke up to the you know, the reality of what's going on behind the scenes and the corruption and so forth, because I was just one of those dumbed down, mind numbed, hypnotized Americans that would watch Fox TV when I was sitting on my couch. And I started getting into this thing, and I when I got a hold of it, I was kind of like a dog with a bone. But as we progress into this, it's now, and I'm sure you know, Jim, it's getting so serious that the time of talking about it over a cup of coffee or over the water cooler is over. We as Americans have to stand up and do something about this if we want to continue to keep our republic. Do you agree?
Absolutely. That's why I wrote those two articles. It's kind of a 1-2 punch. Begins with In the Twilight Zone, and it continues in 5 days in October. It's about what would happen if a great many people on the web began to take seriously the recent steps that our lovely government has decided to inflict upon us seriously and dig a little. We could actually do a lot about this, because there's a lot of really fantastic writers out there. And if they get together and individually, from their own points of view, approach this thing, we might stand a chance.
Well, the only way really we're going to stand a chance, and don't get me wrong here, because I know that the internet, you know, the alternative media, or in our case, the alternative to the alternative media, is exploding. But it's not going fast enough, Jim, because it's still the majority of the American people, and I'm not sure about you, but I get out every day, you know, pass out my business cards around town, and I'll ask specific questions to people about particular issues such as the North American Union or whatever, and see how they feel about it. But the problem is that there's not enough Americans that are awake. They'll look at you with this glazed over look on their face like, what are you talking about? Because mainstream media doesn't report any of it. The only way we're going to get it is to go to alternative media. And, of course, the mainstream media has done an excellent job of convincing these mind-numbed Americans that anything they read on the Internet is bunk. Okay, at least that's been my experience. So you have to break through that barrier as well.
That's true. The environment in San Francisco is a little different than it is in the rest of the world, but I get enough mail that I'm not under any illusions about just how effective the commercial media has been in shutting us down, or at least keeping us out of the mainstream. That's got to change.
Well, now, okay, tell us a little bit about San Francisco. I grew up, as I mentioned to you off the air, I grew up in San Leandro in the Bay Area. As a matter of fact, a week from Friday, I'm going to a reunion up there. And I hesitate to say this, but my 40-year high school reunion. So in your neck of the woods, I mean, do you get out and about and, you know, intermingle with people on a regular basis, you know, just the
every
average
day.
American?
I have roughly 18-hour workday, and I mix and mingle constantly in a variety of settings, and it's not the city it used to be, but it's still a city, and a lot of the things that people around the country remember about San Francisco are no longer the case, but the key issues still hit home here, and a lot, you can get people to talk about it, but you have to pull teeth. It isn't the first thing on their mind. They won't immediately, you never overhear a spontaneous conversation about politics, and it really bugs me. Because they will talk about anything and everything else, but they will not spend a few seconds, a few minutes, talking about politics. And if it's almost like it's a foreign language to Americans. And that particular part of our life is so critically important, especially now, that unless until we begin to do that, almost nothing will change.
Well, in my experience, the main focus of, you know, the normal Joe Sixpack American is you know, the sports activities. They'll talk about that all day long. I will go out to a coffee shop, or I'll go into a bar, or whatever I do, and I'll sit down and talk to people. And, you know, they can remember what happened in the last 49er game in the third quarter at 6 minutes in. But if you get onto a subject of the North American Union or Building 7 or immigration or any of those, they seem to want to change the subject. And if you insist on going there, within just a matter of a few minutes, their eyes will glaze over, and they'll look for an excuse to exit the situation.
Well, I make sure that they don't go to sleep. I mean, this is I have a reputation. They They know me, and in most cases they will be talking about something that they might begin to feel is untoward, and I'll ask a question such as, would you really like to know about the answer to that question? And everybody says, no, not now, Kerwin. And the reason is because we've had these discussions, a number of us. In an inner city, you have a wide variety of acquaintances. It can run in the hundreds easily. And so reputation precedes you a little bit, and they know about me, and they don't tend to win too many of these discussions. So they'd rather not go there. But they do know, and that's the key component. They do sense that this pervading darkness is coming. And they just don't want to talk about it. And it bothers me immensely, because otherwise they're fairly intelligent people. I mean, some of them can remember a play in baseball from the 40s or one from the 50s or the 60s. And in detail, they can quote you chapter and verse, whether it's football, baseball, basketball, all these movements that happened in a game, for God's sake, that, these are multimillionaires, after all, that are playing these sports, but still, it's a game. It's played, it's over, and you look forward to the next one. Politics is not a game. It's a contact sport, and until we begin to take it seriously, we can't call ourselves citizens, really, because we're not involved. The thing I like about that aspect is what happened with, in the city-states of Greece, where when people refused to participate in the society, they were evicted. They were kicked out of city-states. And I thought that was a very interesting idea. But you can't go back. So that leaves us where we are today.
Well, would you say that the old saying, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem, would that enter into play with this? Because the people that sit on the sidelines and they're too busy with soccer practice, or they've got to get the kids off to school or whatever they've got to do, and as you said, they do not want to they do not want to intercede and go into a political discussion with you, Jim, because they know they're not up to speed enough. And I can understand this, okay, because I know a little bit about a lot of subjects. But they don't want to get into a position of maybe losing a debate. They don't want to get into a position of having having to be put in the position of realizing something that they really don't want to know, because they're too busy being like an ostrich with their head in the ground to do something about it. Because once you open your mind, and once you realize that, yes, indeed, there is something wrong, and somebody points out to you specifically what that is, now you have a moral decision to make. Are you going to sit on the sidelines and do nothing, or are you going to stand up and do something about it? And this is why, getting back to this article that you wrote about in the Twilight Zone, I related that to that so well, Jim, because, and this has crossed my mind so many times. Is that, okay, I died the death, I woke up, I realized that most of what I've been taught in school, most of what I've been taught about what this country was all about is a lie. There is major corruption. There is an agenda forthhand going on as we sit. Mm-hmm. And as I go through this, I realize, yes, I am indeed in the Twilight Zone. Now I'm faced in a position of doing nothing or getting out and waking up my fellow American. Now, in the position that I was in before this event happened to me,
right.
I was happy, I was mind-numb, dumbed down, didn't know a thing about what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like ignorance is bliss. So you're basically going out to the public and you're asking them, or you're welcoming them to your own nightmare.
Two things, Michael. First of all, yes, of course, we're a spectator society. That's what we have been conditioned for, thanks to Ronnie actually picked up the ball and ran with that one for a very long time with Greed is Good and brought everybody with him. The idea of the Twilight Zone is it's kind of the Cracker Jack box prize for remaining silent and remaining asleep. It doesn't really gain you much, but when you do wake up there, it's like a dream that you can't wake up from. The initial association between Twilight Zone and politics is an apt one, but at the same time, you have to wake up to do something about it. Otherwise, it is going to become your life. And that's probably why I picked that title.
Well, it's a great title. Listen, we've got to take a break. Stick with me, Jim. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We're going to go into this a little bit more, and there's another article that he wrote called 5 Days in October, which we definitely need to cover. We'll be back in three, folks. Great show today. Stick around.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. And getting back to your article here, Jim, now there's a specific paragraph I want to read. Given our behavior in Iran while losing the war in Iraq seems to be the way to divert attention from our massive failures to stop the growth of resistance to U.S. policies in the Middle East. And widening the war seems to be the only way to address every problem now, at least in the view of the Cheney-Bush administration. But this fails to even consider the horrific fallout, maybe literally, from the results of this kind of short-sighted policy that seeks to substitute bombs and bullets and missiles for diplomacy. This, too, is directly attributable to more of Cheney's fantasies. Now, and I might remind you, as you know, I spoke to you off the air, Ahmadinejad came and made he was interviewed by 60 Minutes, and he made a speech at the UN, which I went over on a show of mine last week, and I was very impressed with the prophetic words of this man. This man does not strike me as anyone who is an evil dictator. And it seems that all the mainstream media can do, Jim, is to vilify and demonize this man and make him out to be some sort of a Hitler to give us an excuse to invade. Anybody that challenges, they throw ad hominem attacks at them. I mean, is this the only thing that these people have left in defense of their ridiculous policies?
educated engineer, and he's on the latest in a long line of Hitlers, as Cy Hirsch refers to it in this morning in an interview this morning with Democracy Now. He was doing a follow-up to his original article on Iran, and he talked about that. The problem we have is that we're stuck in PSYOPs 101, which is that we need a Hitler. We need an evil devil image that we can vilify. Otherwise, we can't really function. And, for instance, he made a comment, Ahmadinejad made a comment about gays, saying that the translation was, the translator said that he said that they did not have gays in Iran. And in actuality, what he said was, we don't have a problem with gays in Iran. Big difference. But the point was picked up by the media, run, nonstop, just like all the rest of the comments. They failed to listen to the man. This is a guy who wrote an 18-page letter to the President of the United States. And it was dismissed out of hand. They never answered it. It was online. It was it wasn't something anybody in America, for the most part, could agree with 100%, but then what is? I mean, he wrote, with some effort, he wants to talk. And the clear thing that came out of all of this, and all of Bush's and Cheney's and the Hunters' machinations, they keep trying to claim that they want to solve this problem by diplomacy. But they don't want to talk to anybody that might be a potential problem for them. Iran, Iraq, Hamas, Syria, these are all groups and states that have expressed a sincere desire to talk to us about the whole of it, all of the problems, not just the nuclear issues, but problems that we are creating in the Middle East are going to affect these countries in dire ways, and it's to their advantage to talk about it. This administration refuses to speak with anybody that they dislike. And, in a world as complex as this, conversation ought to be the first choice, and weapons in the military ought to be the very last, absolutely last choice. And we have that, the administration has that upside down. We start with the bombs, and then we think about talking to you, but only as a last-ditch effort. And it's clear to me that we have no real interest in talking, because we've successfully coached the American people into believing that if they say somebody's evil, they're evil. And it's like what happened after Pearl Harbor with the Japanese. We have suddenly branded these people, and that's going to come back and bite us, because what's going to happen is the reverse of that. Americans are going to get branded for what we're going to do in the Middle East, in the same way that we branded the Japanese in World War II. And if you think I'm kidding, it's an intrinsic thing among people that are not terribly educated, whatever their race or nationality or place of residence in the world. People do this. And if governments encourage this kind of mindless degradation of another nation, of another people, they're going to get the same in return.
And, it reminds me in a way of the old saying, the trickle-down economy. The mindset of this administration has literally trickled down and permeated throughout our society. There's an element of hatred. There's an element of fear. There's a police state that is growing up around us. I've said many times on my show, Jim, that, 30 years ago, I remember I used to be able to walk down the street and I'd wave at people. They were mowing their lawn and they'd stop and wave at me and we'd come over and have a conversation. Mm-hmm. They'd invite me in for coffee, whatever. That does not happen anymore. You see many, many, many cases of road rage. You see
That's the
police
first child of paranoia. In other words, this country, this government has introduced paranoia. They're terrified of everything and everybody. They're hide under any rock available at the first shadow of something they might consider to be dangerous. Contrary to their stated public view, their braggadocio of we're powerful, we're mighty, we're the superpower of the world, and yet we're terrified of ideas. We won't discuss anything with anyone. We won't fight over the right of an individual to hang on to their constitutional rights. The first thing we do is take them away. I just watched a video from Prison Planet that shows people being arrested in Washington, D.C. for reading the First Amendment. in a park.
Yeah, I've got that up on my website. They're arresting him for just reading the Constitution.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be back in three. Stick with me, Jim. Great show here today, folks. Call your friends and neighbors. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Back, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Jim Kerwin. Now, Jim, I have a question for you. How long have you been? You've been doing this for quite some time, right? Many years?
Many years.
Okay. Since now, 64. I want to. Since 64. Okay. Now, I want to ask a question. Other than the fact that we know that Vice President Dick Cheney is heavily embedded in, in stocks and so forth with defense contractors. And other than the fact that, or the
he's also tied to Prince with Blackwater.
Okay, so what that was going to be my question is, I mean, going back as many years as, for example, when Cheney was involved in the Reagan administration.
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice over time any difference in his attitude? I mean, he seems to be the ultimate warmonger now, for no apparent reason other than, and this is from my perspective, you know, he's heavily embedded in these defense contract stocks, and also maybe it's a part of the tail wagging the dog syndrome. And now you've mentioned the Blackwater. He's also involved in the Blackwater situation. But why is this guy so eager to you know, make Iran into a parking lot, if you will. I mean, Iran is not they've never aggressively attacked anybody, at least in modern times.
That's true. Mr. Cheney is somebody that has always believed. He was in the Nixon. He was associated around the Nixon situation, in which he felt that Nixon got the shaft and that the presidency was the loser. He decided that, for him, the imperial presidency was the only way to go, and we were taking far too many rights away from the imperial stature of the presidency, if you will. And he decided to make that a central focus, which is one of the reasons he appointed himself to be vice president. When he was on the search team to find a vice president, he decided that he was it. And that's how he got in. And the once in, what he has done with that office is probably 1,000 crimes have come out of that. I mean, the man is not authorized to do anything except sit on a chair and referee over votes in the Senate and wait for the president to either die or become incapacitated. And yet Bush has given him free rein to basically run foreign policy, and especially when it comes to violence. He's a rabid person, and he's become far more so. His sneer is really his signature for his life and his work and everything he does. I mean, when he moved Halliburton offshore, I mean, talk about an act of absolute, what do you call it? He's just so cynical. I mean, all of his money is out from under taxes. It's offshore. It's untouchable. He's investing in BAE and the rest of that stuff, and they're coming back to buy up the United States at, you know, pennies on the dollar. After this thing goes down, he's going to still end up with what's left of what's to have in America. He's a very, very vile person, and there isn't, I don't know, any way to get rid of him, because the people who could do anything about him won't, because they're all afraid of him.
And they're afraid of him maybe for good reason. I mean, is there a death list attached to this guy, like I know there is with Bill Clinton?
Oh,
you know?
Probably. Probably. For instance, he's one of the things, I don't know how much he has to do with this, but the entry when I was listening to the break about the gun show you're having, that's very interesting that one of your sponsors is going to have a gun show on the, I think it was the 13th, 14th, and 15th mm-hmm. of October. Well, on the 15th of October, to the 20th of October, the government has decided that the nation is going to be treated to an exercise where we're going to learn how to live under martial law for 5 days. It's called Vigilant Shield 08. And I'll just read you a short bit of it. This supposedly will be a training exercise to use local and state police and sheriffs in tandem with the military to practice what was learned from the military's response to Katrina. The troops and militarized police did not get involved in saving people's lives. They were completely occupied with disarming the surviving public. If we are so much safer now than we were before these certifiable nutjobs took over the government, then why do we need to practice living under martial law? And it strikes me as very unusual that we would feel the need to do that. It's the only time, I mean, we had one of these fake war game situations going on five of them that Cheney was directing on 9/11 at the time that the 9/11 attacks were being handled, and it was the same target, it was the same everything, same time, same hour, same day, same target, and the same thing happened in the London bombing. So we have two of these war game things. Now we have this Vigilant Freedom thing announced, and that's about how to live under martial law. And it just could be that while that's an exercise, if that turns out to be the day that they decide to actually start the bombing of Iran, very dangerous things could happen. And then yesterday I got this other little note that says, a lot of people are talking about the fact that Remington, Winchester, and Federal Cartridge have all announced they are not going to be selling any more ammunition to the general population. They're not going to sell components such as bullets or primers either. This information has been coming in under the table. Whatever stocks and inventories are out there are out there, and when they're exhausted, they're going to be bare shelves, or at least there is going to be a great reduction in what they make available.
Well, I know that I had a listener call in to my show one day, and he mentioned that he had gone up to a gun show. Matter of fact, he was a guest for a short time.
Yeah.
And he said he'd gone up to a gun show in Michigan, and there was no ammunition of the type that he was looking for, and also there was some police officers up there that were looking for specific rounds that were no longer there.
Exactly.
And I had mentioned to him that I was going to go. This is just prior to September 9th, which I was going to go to a gun show here and check it out for myself. I got busy and I couldn't go. But it seems like, yes, that would indeed be part of their plan to eliminate the ammunition.
What a beautiful way to disarm America. No more bullets.
Sure. I mean, you know, you've got, I mean, we are literally, they are declaring war on us. I'm sure that you would agree that, you know, they take the bullets away. They're running these martial law drills. We know that they had the martial law, they had the drills running, several drills running on the morning of 9/11. The London bombing, the same thing. Okay, so this is their modus operandi. They hide
behind
the drills.
Your time going to be the charm?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, and then there's this military thing with the nukes that went down from North Dakota to the Barksdale Air Force Base, and they're still,
right.
You know, supposedly I've seen stories, and I don't know how credible they are, Jim, but, you know, the stories that the nukes have now since then gone over to the Middle East or whatever, I don't know. There are other stories coming around that, you know, these nukes were supposed to have been dropped and it was averted. HalTurner.com's, I think, is barking that one. So you don't, you know, some of this stuff
is misinformation. I didn't chase it for the same reason. Okay.
Yeah. As you look at this and you just, if it smells like a rat, you know, and it walks like a rat, maybe it's a rat. So unless there's credible evidence to back it up, you know, I really try not to go there. But at any rate, we are in a situation here where we're teetering right on the precipice, Jim, of an economic collapse. We're seeing what they're doing in the banking system. Matter of fact, John Stadtmiller has a show just before mine called Cash Flow, and he was announcing the amount of mortgage lenders that are going into bankruptcy. And me, you know, coming out of the mortgage industry for 5 years, he's naming off lenders that I did business with, that I was placing my loans with prior to getting into broadcasting.
Yep.
And then we have the Federal Reserve that's interjecting all of this money. You know, to stabilize the stock market. We've got the gold prices that are shooting up exponentially. They dropped about $20 today, but that's just literally a correction. Okay, so they're and then we've got Bernanke coming out, Greenspan is announced. You know, they're basically taking down this dollar by design. And in my mind, and I don't claim to be the be-all and end-all here, but in my mind I'm looking at this along with the immigration situation, along with the war drums beating for Iran, and I'm saying, you know what, it looks to me like they are planning on timing this where, you know, they'll set off a false flag event, they'll blame it on that's the reason that the economy went in the toilet. Yeah, they may, you know, that's the reason that they're nuking Iran or whatever they're doing. And the ultimate loser is us. But I mean, also, you know, they could very well make Iran into a parking lot. But you know, I think Seymour Hersh was talking about changing their plan around.
Right.
Now, originally they had the plan that they were going to nuke all of the facilities. But now they've changed it, and they're saying, well, you know, we're just going to take out the targets of the people that we think are supplying the insurgency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and you know, with all the garbage that's being spewed forth out by mainstream media, I don't believe a word they say to begin with. I do not believe that Iran, you know, Ahmadinejad strikes me as a very intelligent, very prophetic individual. He does not strike me as a person that is stupid enough.
Mm-hmm. He wants to talk. He doesn't want to fight.
Sure. So
yeah.
So you've got a guy here, and anybody with any ounce of intelligence, Jim, can look at that guy. They can look at the way he speaks. They can look at his diction. They can look at his body language. They can look at his sincerity, and they could say, you know what? This guy's not an evil demon. This guy's not
especially
a Hitler.
Compared to Bush.
Right.
And Cheney.
You look at a guy that can't string a sentence together. You can look at a guy, and I've caught him on video clips, Jim, you probably have as well, where the guy's falling down drunk standing behind a podium.
Right.
Where the guy is cracking jokes about WMDs. Well, they're not under here. Well, they're not under there. After he's responsible and has the blood on his hands from killing over a million Iraqis. I mean, what kind of a diabolical, psychopathic individual would do something like that? This man would have to be on some severe sort of mind-numbing drug or a constant flow of alcohol if he has, or to numb the conscience if he has one at all.
Here's, here's an interesting little side point, Michael, that might interest your listeners. The component parts of a human being are the same as the component parts of a nation. And the military force translates in human terms to taking care of yourself. In other words, military is a formalized form of a gang fight. And most of these people are not physical. They have never had to survive. They have never understood what it is to stand in an alley, outnumbered, and try and figure out how you're going to get out of there alive. And part of that has to do with diplomacy. You can't always defend or pretend that the force is going to carry the day. They don't have a clue about that whole aspect of life, which is the military. And that's the reason most intelligent nations ensure that their leaders have some military experience, because without it, admittedly, it's the last shot that you resort to, but it shouldn't be gone into lightly. I mean, Sun Tzu, 6,000 years ago, or 8,000, whatever it is, came up with the ultimate tactical description of how you use force and when it's, and his whole thing was the best option is never to use force. In other words, if you are intelligent, you need not go there. These people have thrown all that stuff out the window, and they've decided that the only way this world will do what we want them to do is with force. In every vein, in every aspect of society, they cover the whole spectrum. And we are stuck with them until and unless people find some way to short-circuit this nightmare.
Well, you know, it takes me back to the term military intelligence, which is an oxymoron anyway.
Yes.
But you know, it seems to me like the only real examples of military intelligence that I have seen to this point are the generals that have, like Shinseki, that has resigned because they've told these people that you people are fools to do what it is that you're attempting to do. And rather than listen to these guys, which have, you know, arm-to-arm experience, a long list
their
of
whole
experience, their whole career in military affairs, and rather than listen to these people, they just fire them. And there's an article.
Ask yourself this question, Michael. Why did we put a Navy admiral in charge of land operations in Iraq?
Because he is a neocon that agrees with everything that the administration is trying to shove down.
And because this coming attack is on Iran, and it's going to be primarily run by the Navy. Now, that was a long time ago that he took that decision. This will be the fourth attempt to attack Iran. They short-circuited it each other time. And when they picked up the British seamen and then gave them back to us as a celebration of their holiday, that was an amazing stunt, and but it worked. You couldn't very well turn around and attack them as the evil empire, and they just gave you your people back unharmed. And they gave the men back in Armani suits, which they had purchased for them. So it was a little strange. I mean, each time Iran has used its brains to come up with a way out of this that doesn't cost lives and doesn't trigger the war. And so their idea now is that they're going to sneak in with this limited attack thing. Iran has already said, you cross that border, you know, with missiles, with squadrons of planes, whatever, it's on automatic. You do that, everybody goes.
And you know that act just exemplifies their character.
Uh-huh.
And you compare that to our actions, and the question is, you know, who's the bad guy here?
Mm-hmm.
But the scenario of you know, an attack on Iran. I mean, you know, we cross that line. I'll use your words, Jim. We cross that line and we start firing missiles at these people.
Mm-hmm.
And this, we're not talking about Iraq here. We're talking about an army three times the size of the Iraqi army. We're talking about a military that has missiles and can shoot back.
And has allies, too.
Right, and has missiles that can sink every one of our ships in the Gulf that are sitting there right now.
In a blink.
And has the and has the capacity and the range to land significant hits on Israel. Now, we cross that line, you know, as an intelligent, critical thinking individual, we're the aggressor. We cross that line. We go in there. They're going to retaliate. Where are they going to retaliate? Obviously, they're going to go after our ships. They're going to go after Israel.
And they're going to get Qatar and Kuwait. And, you know, they've already figured it all out in the green zone. And the point was they had done everything. They put on three different war games to show us what they have, to try and convince us that this is not the pattern. Don't do this. And the Department of Defense, or the War Department under Rummy, basically said, "Ah, that's bullshit. We don't have that. I can't do that. That's
you mean it's BS. You mean it's BS, Ken?
Yeah.
Jim.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
But the point of all of this is that these people with the pre-decided decisions that they have taken about what they're going to do are not willing to see. They're not willing to listen. Iran has tried over and over and over again to get them. I mean, there's a new video on Iran. It's an hour and a half long, and
I saw it. It's a wonderful video.
It's a beautiful place, and we are trying to turn it into Baghdad too, if we get our way. This doesn't make any sense. Why would anybody? Look, at the bottom line here, I think that these people have not thought through this entire thing, because if you're going to blow everything up, what's the point of getting all this money or stealing all this wealth?
All right, let me stop you right there. We've got to go to a break. We'll be back in 3. My Michael Herzog with The American Awakening and my guest Jim Kerwin. We've got a lot more. Stick with us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
I'm not ready to make nice. right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up here to the top of the hour. And, you know, mentioning that video, Jim, I watched that video. It's an hour and a half video, and it shows you the inside. It shows you the people of Iraq. It shows you the culture. It shows you the just the way the city is laid out. It shows you the graves of the soldiers who died in the Iraq War. It shows you their religion. It shows you that they're no different than we are. Their culture is different, but so what? You know, for a nation to go in and try to aggressively conquer a beautiful nation like that for the reasons that we are really wanting to go in there and conquer is just absolute. It's nauseous, Jim. It's abominable. If the American people, if all of us were awake and they all knew what was going on here, what really the agenda was behind the scenes, we would be literally marching up to the White House and pulling those people out by their bootstraps and tar and feathering them.
At the very least. Yeah, well, the thing is, they're talking about this coming attack. They, the cabal, are talking about this coming attack as something they're going to try. Oh, I'm sorry, you don't get a second chance. You do this, you're going to set in motion things that you will have no control over. And it's so pervasive. There's so many displaced people scattered all over that region by the millions into Syria, into Lebanon, into every country close by. They have completely destabilized most of the region already, only with the one war. If you expand that war to Iran, their thinking maybe was along the lines of Cambodia with Vietnam. This is not the same thing at all. This country is a focal point and a pivot for all of the Middle East, which is why they want to do it. But they haven't thought it through. There isn't any possible way we can win anything from this except Armageddon, you know, hell on earth. I mean, this once started, is you can't get that genie back in the bottle if you initiate this thing.
Yeah, so I will, you know, exacerbate my point here. I was saying that, you know, they'll retaliate against our ships. They'll retaliate against Israel. And, you know, us being the, oh, you can't do that to America. If you fight back at all, you're a terrorist.
Right.
Well, what are we going to do? We are going to, you know, go in there with a nuclear strike because we're not going to. I mean, the mindset of this administration, Jim, is we're not going to lose. We're America.
We're not going to be intimidated.
So they'll nuke them.
When in point of fact, if this situation was reversed, if we were the one who was being bullied and intimidated, we could understand in a nanosecond our response to that. If the troops of China were to appear on the main streets of America tomorrow, we would fight, because that's what people do. They unite together against this aggressor. And why it is so difficult for Americans to understand that, I have always wondered about, simply because it is so basic to being a human being. And we, for some reason, they put on that uniform, you wave that flag, all of a sudden all the rules are forgotten, and it's the dreaded enemy. But they're not the dreaded enemy. These are peaceful people. In the same amount of time that we're talking about them, we've completely forgotten that we're the ones that overthrew us and the Brits got together in the 50s and overthrew their elected leader, and when we placed it with the Shah, and then that they then bequeathed the Savak upon the people of Iran.
Well, and they're still healing from the scars of
enemy.
That. Yeah. No, I mean, we overthrew Mossadegh in 53. They're still recovering from the scars of that transition.
Exactly.
And then we want to continue to stir the beehive. I mean, it's not really, I mean, they don't want to be, they don't want to be the aggressor. They don't want to attack us. Listen, we got to take a break at the top of the hour. We'll be back in two minutes. Stick with us. We've got a great show. Jim Kerwin got more to say, so call your friends and neighbors.